Okay, today's daf is Chala daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Amud Beis, discussing the items on the list that are Chayiv in one and not in the other. Chayiv and Meiser, Pater from Chala, Chayiv and Chala, and Pater from Meiser. So one of the items on the list that we have here in the Gemara is Pachos Mechameshas Revan Bitfua, less than the Shear, less than the Shear, less than 5 quarters. Chameshas Revan, that's how the Mishnah says it, Bitfua. So Amar Avina, 2 limitations on the halacha of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Avina, Hada Amra Kishahayu Pachos Bechameshas Revayim. So Ravina says, or at least one with a comment on it. Ravina says that this is only, the Mishnah must be, is Meduyak, that it's less than 5 quarters exactly. If it has 5 quarters, Avalam Hayu Chameshas Revayim Mitzum Samim Lobada. 5 exactly, that would be good enough. That is the diak. What's the emphasis? Because there is a Mishnah at the beginning of Masechet Idios, which is all about different topics. It's Eidos that was given on the day that they reconvened the Sanhedrin. So in the beginning, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, there's a machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi about this shear, and the Mishnah is following the shita of the Tanakama and not the shita of Rabbi Yossi. That is the diak. The Pnei Moshe says, Kamash Balan, Dolochai Shinan, Hova Shir Betfua Mitsumtsam Hu, Shema Tismait Betrina, Via Kemach Pachot Begashir. You might say, because it's so exact, so maybe that is, there's a chash that at, in the grinding process, so then it's going to become smaller, and then you're going to be making a bracha inappropriately, right? Because it's not enough. Kamash Balan, we don't have to be choshish for that. So, Machlokas, whether it's, what the reason is it just a shita, who we pass? Like, or is it even more that the chashash of mimait, and we're not choshish for that? Rabbi Yossi Barbun b'shem Rabbi Avuna lo alado es amris. No, actually, the halak, this diuk or limitation of Rabbi Avina was not said about our Mishnah or b'shem Rabbi Avina lo alado es amris ella halda. It's on the following, the other part. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells us medume pater menachala. Right, we also had that in our Mishnah about Meduma. Meduma, right, it's already mixture of the Truma and the Chulin. So this is the last line in Testament base of the Mishnah. Meduma, right, Ptura Menachal. You don't take Chala from Meduma. The Mara Folda there on the Mishnah, Meduma, Testament base, Sa'a Truma Shanafla, Fachos Meachulin, Sa'a Chulin, Nasukulin Meduma, Vasurim Lazarim, We'll see what he's alluding to. But it's usur for a czar to have meduma, right? Because the truma was not batel. And it's pater from chala. As it says, tarimu truma velo shekfar nitruma. Right? The diak of the Mara Folda is, the drusha is, take off truma, not from something that already had truma in it. Vekfar nitruma. So the Rabbi Yochanan here says, that's in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Meduma pater menachala, what does that mean? We'll have to add in, Meduma that is usur for a czar to eat, right? That's the only one that's pater from chala. Like real, what we just said, Meduma that the truma was not batalin. But Suffik Meduma, Hane'echal, we take out the vav, Suffik Meduma, Hane'echal, Mishum Dimua, but Suffik Meduma, which is eaten, even though it's Meduma, Chayev Echala. If you don't treat it like Truma, meaning it's going to be mutter to a czar, then you would have to take off Chala. What's the case? What's Suffik Meduma that you would be Chayev and Chala? So Rav Chaim Gadevsky says, Hane'echal Mishum Meduma, V'chein Truma Shebatla Be'echarumea. What if it's not really what we call Meduma? It's Meduma that it was Truma mixed in, but Truma was Batel, meaning it was less than 1 to 100. So that's Ne'echelas. That's Chayev Bechala. Why? To lo Amru, Meduma Pater, Min Hachala, Elamishum, the Chashvinan Lei, Hakol Truma. Only if it's all considered Truma and Zor can't have it, so then that is where we say it is Pater from Chala, because you treat the whole thing as Truma. But if it has Truma mixed in, but we don't treat it as Truma, it is Suffig Meduma, or meaning, let's say, it was you know there was a rove, but you don't know if there was a hundred. That's all a Suffig Durabana. Maybe that would be called Suffig Meduma, right? Or, as Rav Chaim Gadevsky says, it was, you know, Vadai, there was enough. Vada, there was enough 100. So then, in those cases, one would be chayiv and chala. So about that, alei Rabbi Yossi Rabun b'shem Rabbi Avina or Rabbi Avuna. About that, hada de itmar. That's where Rabbi Avina said his comment that there's a chayiv of chala when it is Zachir of Chala, when it is Saving Meduma, Kishahaya Yosef Mechameshas Revoim. When there is more than five Ram, what does that mean? We're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's shot. When, let's say, the Truma got mixed in, but there is at least five Revoim of Chulin besides the Truma. So then you know for sure there's enough Chulin in here to be Mechayev and Chala. And because it's Suffolk and it's eaten by Azar, so that's why we would treat it as Zachir of Chala. Avalam Hayu. Chameshes revam mitzum samim, but if there's limited five revam mitzum samim, there's exact. What does that mean? Rav Yochai Kanievsky explains. It's only mitzuraf with the truma. Do we say there's a shiur of chameshes revam? So the chulin by itself is not enough. Determine a chala. Even in that case, would be pater from chala. So again, even if the zor is going to eat it, and we would say, oh, okay, we're not treating it like truma. There should be a chiyuv of chala. That's only if there's enough chulin in there for there to be a chiyuv of chala. But if it's only going to be enough with the tziruf of the truma, so then that would not be good enough, and there would not be a chiyuv of chala. Fine. Next says the Mishnah, Isa shetchilasa sufganin, this sofa sufganin. Right, the dough. We already alluded to this last year or the year before about different ways that one bakes something might not be called lechem. We have the sheet of Rebbeinu Tam. As we'll see, Blila Ava is always Chayev. We had that, and other Rishonim, as we'll see right now, do not accept that. So Isa Shablilasa Sufganin. What does it mean, Tchilasa? When there's a kneading, right at the moment that I'm kneading it, and that is a key time, what's my das? So a dough that I have das to bake it as Sufganin. Sufganin was like a spongy type of cake. And there's no chiv of chala there. That's what we said. Sufganin, the previous Mishnah, Sufganin is pater from chala. It was one of the examples that are chayiv and maisris. And pater from chala, that is what the Mishnah said on, again, Tes Amud Aleph, Sufganin, Duvshanim, is karitin, chalas hamashres. All of those are chayiv and maisris and pater from chala. So Sufganin is, as the Marafolda said there, lechem shebilaso racha, it's a soft dough, and it's a liquidy, vasui kisvog, like a sponge. So if I had das to bake it in a way that it's going to be pater, that it's not chayev. And I actually did it. The sofas have gone in pater and chala. That case is clear. If I actually had that in mind, and I actually did that, I'm pater from chala. But if one or the other, I'm going to be chayev and chala. Tchilasa isa v'sofas sufganim. If originally I was planning to make it into a regular dough, it was a regular batter, I was going to make bread, but I changed my mind and it ended up being sufganim, or tchilasa sufganim, I had in mind that I was going to make it into a putter state, v'sofa isa, but then I actually do it into the regular cook baking, chayev es b'chala, that's going to be chayev in chala in that case. There is what to say on this. The Rishonim here discuss this issue. Look in the Rashba. The Rashba, again, all the Rishonim have a lot to say about this. If you look in the Rashba here in the Piskei Chala, the Rashba quotes this line: Halosh Isa so laasos sufganim bechama. See you soon. Maybe sufganim also is not only how you do it, but it's in the sun. V'nimlach va'afa betanur osha asa lefosa v'nimlach va'asa sufganim chayus bechala. One or the other, right? Would be chayef. Shaminan mehacha says the Rashba. The afalgav, right? There's no limit here. I just read the Mara folder before, but maybe he was influenced by Rabbeinu Tam. But it says here in the Mishnah, if you had in mind sufganim, and you actually baked it sufganim, pater. Mehav shamina mehaka, says the Rashba, de gilgula ublilasa, de avagav de gilgula ublilasa kasha, even though it's gilgul, when it was dough, and his belila was not racha, but it was kasha, it was a thick dough, kasha asa ladas sufganin, viasa sufganin, petura. V'yein omrim b'chiha mishas gilgul neschayva b'chala v'chein ikker. That is the Rashba. You see from here, there's no limit on the Mishnah given, and therefore you would not say that it is chayev, even if it's made b'lilusa ava. If you look in the Me'iri has a long discussion of this in Psachim, am daf lamed zayin. V'yim kein mashar musham tchilasa sufgana v'sofa sufgana b'tura, tchilasa isa v'sofa sufgana chayev es kach pirusha. He goes through the whole Mishnah. V'nimsa shekal osa minim sherov hamon b'nei adam. Mifarshim, Bisuf, Ganim, Viskarita, Vitavshana, Betermina, Chala, Vimrachalav, Amotzi, all those that the people say that they're Padavim Chala, they don't make Amotzi, Shasuf, Ganim, Adavshanim, Lafimash, Rov, Bene, Adam, Mifarshim, Baham, Lilasa, Racha, Visho, Avim, Mayhem, Bekaf, you take it with a, use a spoon, Umavashim, Osab, Shemin, it has a lot of oil. Umafarshim sufganim alashin svog, right? It gets absorbed in the oil. This karuta riskaritin, even though blilasan ava, hare mispashela say they shemen veino lechem, but terminachala, right? It's still not lechem, even though it is has a thick dough. V'chayotim ebe pesach, afilu asan chayotzi bazei de mayim, she'en kan mishamatza ashira, even if you use only water, there's no other ingredients, so it's still lechem oni, hare mikol makom ein kan lechem. There's no lechem. There. So he says, okay, that is all the explanation of all of those items. And he says, aye, what did we do with truknin? We spoke about truknin last time. Because the Gemara says in Brachas Taflam Zayin, he quotes, truknin is chayevis bechala. So what's the difference between these items? The yirali, the tartza, sha'afa bisha blilasa racha, kemach harbe hayusham, vaharihu kein lisha, v'yesham ksas gilgo. You got to work out the metzius in all these cases. Towards the end of that piece, he says, "V'yesh bazu shita cheres l'ksas achronei harabanim." Right, there are those that have a different shita, the later rabbanim. V'hu shaladaitam ha'gilgo mechayev afilu nasa adas bishol o afia bechama v'shenasa kein. Right, even the Gilgal, that moment could be mechayev. V'chei kol afia biyavish mechayev as afilu isa lishasa b'li l'racha biyoser. He talks about this different deus, but again, you have to look in, hopefully we'll get to Lamaisa when the Chiv of Chala kicks in. But all the Rishonim try to discuss what exactly is Sufkan and what exactly is Truka and the other items. So we'll talk more about it. V'chein ha-kenuv ka'os chayavos. Also, kenuv ka'os is chayav in Chala. What's kenuv ka'os? We'll see in the Gemara, but it's a case where you made the bread and then you crush it back into flour. After you made it into bread, you crush it back into flour, so that's also chayav. What's the havamina otherwise? We'll see. Ha-me'isa. Now we have two types of items, something called me'isa and something called chalita. They're both items where I scald. I have flour and scalding hot water. As we'll see in the Gemara, the question is only what's on top, what's on the bottom. What do you sprinkle on what? Ha-me'isa, be'shame poter be'sil mechayven. Me'isa, which we'll see, that's you have the flour and you spray boiling hot water on it. That's me'isa. So that's machlokas. Be'shame says that's potter. That is not going to be chayven. Chala, because that itself is not called the. It's not finished yet. It's not baked yet. Be'sil mechayven. Be'sil says no. That you're chayev there because. Actually, we'll see Beshamay's Pater, because that is called the scalding is enough to be called baking, and therefore it's not the normal way of baking challah, and therefore you're going to be Pater from challah. Obeisol b'chayvin, ha-chalita, the opposite, chalita is where you have the boiling hot water and you sprinkle the flour on it, Beshamay b'chayvin, obeisol potrin. And we'll see in the Gemara about those two. Chalos toda urikike nazir. What happens if one has the chalos toda, right? We know the carbon toda has 40 loaves baked with it, so one is baking the chalos for the carbon toda, urakiki nazir, also a nazir, as not as many as the carbon toda, but he also has a number of loaves baked with his carbon. Asan latzmo, if a person is baking it for himself, putter, his own carbon toda, his own carbon nazir, so then putter. Why is that? Again, the Gemara will explain it, but we'll see pater because those are hukdash. Those are hukdash. Now he's using that for himself. The Gilgal, it was l'shem hakdasha, as the Mara Folda quotes, ariso sechem below isas hektash. But lemkar bashuk, but to sell in the shuk, what does that mean? It means you're going to sell it to nazirs, you're going to sell it to people obligated to carbon toda. What happens if one day you come home and you have it left over? So you'll use it for supper. Lav dafka, that it's going to be for hektash, and therefore those are chayef. As the Marafolda quotes already here, to call Lashuk, imluche mimlich, anything you have to sell on the market, right, you might change your mind, imaz venina, mizva venina, ilo achilna, ana. And if not, I'll eat it. And therefore, there is a chiyev of challah there. Rikike Nazir, and we've quoted, not for a while, but the Nazir itself is interesting, machlokas tanoim, which translates into a machlokas we've shown him. How do we look at a nazir? How positively do we look at a nazir? Right, machlokas, right, one of the Tanaim says, in Tainus and elsewhere, that was our kapar, a nazir is a sinner. Nazir is a sinner, chotehu, right, that's why he has to bring a karmen chatos at the end of his naziris. It says kadosh, he's holy, that's talking about his hair. His hair is kadosh, but he is not kadosh, he is a chote. A nazir is not someone who we strive to be. And that is the Rambam Shita as well, in Ilchus Deos, in Perek Gimel, where the Rambam, that's where the Rambam describes his middle path. Shema Yomer Adam, Ho Ava Taiva Kavin, V'chayosi Bohen Derech Ra, since Kina, Taiva, Kavin, are all, he doesn't quote here, Taiva and Kavin are evil. V'himotinas Adam in Olam, Efrosh Man B'yoser, I'll go to the extreme. V'esrachik Litzad Achron, Ad Shalo Yocha Basar, V'lo Yishtayayim, V'lo Yisaisha, you know what, I'm not going to eat meat, drink wine, not going to get married, V'lo Yeshev B'dira Noe, V'lo Yilbash Mal B'shra, I'm not going to wear nice clothes, Ela Hasak V'hatzemer Akasha, just be uncomfortable, V'chayotze B'en Kugon Komre Edom, Harezu Derech Ra'ahi V'asur Le'lechba. That is evil, that's bad, right? To go to extreme, to not live life in the normal way. Hamalich b'derech zu nikra chote. If somebody goes down this path, they're going to an extreme in terms of behavior, he's called a sinner. And how do I know that from? Harei yomer b'nazir. V'chiper alav me'asher chata l'nefesh. Right, the nazir sins. Amru chachamim. Uma im nazir. Shalop hirish el min ayayin. A nazir only distanced himself and separated from wine. Sarach kapara. He needs to get the atonement for that. Hamonei atzmo mikol davar. Alachas kama v'kama. If somebody separates himself from more than just wine, surely that's a sinner. Lefichach tzivu chachamim shle yimona adam atzmo, ele midvarim shemanata rebelvan. Chachamim say, a person should, there are enough losa says, there's 365. Right, just don't do those. V'lo ye oser atzmo b'gedarim b'nedarim u'b'shvuas al dvarim hamutarim. Don't add on. Nedarim and shvuas are not good. Kachamim chachamim lo dayechem ha'shasra Torah, ela sh'ata oser alecha dvarim acherim. The Rambam says, quoting this Yerushalmi, it's not enough for the Torah, says Aser. Ubechlal azeh elu shemisanin tamid, those that fast all the time. Einon b'derech tova, that's not appropriate. V'yasru chachamim she'adam esagiv asma b'tainis, a person should not be torturing themselves in fasting. V'akol adram ha'ela v'chayotze behen, on all these things, siva shlomo v'amar al tehi tzadik harbe. V'yal teschakim yoser lama teshomem. That is the Rambam, again, most of the Rambam mentioned here is his own words, again, based on the various chazals, but that's the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Deos, very clear what he holds about Naziris. And the Ramban argues, the Ramban, again, maybe part of this machlokas is part of their larger worldview, but the Ramban says, no, Kadosh is not just referring, holding like the other Tanaim. Kadosh is not just about the hair of a Nazir, Kadosh is about the Nazir himself. What about the Karban Chatos? So that's where the Ramban comes up with a very big chiddush in Parshas Naso, Vitama Chatos, She Yakriv Hanazir Biyom Malos Yimei Nizro Lonis Parish. Said it's not explained, right? Usually there's always a sin. There's always a sin that precedes it, but here there's no sin, right? So what exactly is the Chatas coming for? Va'al Derech HaPshat Ki Ha'ish Hazeh. He says it's Derech HaPshat. So what did he do? He has decided he Ish Hazeh Chote Nafsho B'Malos HaNaziris. Now he's finishing up his Naziris. What does that mean? He's decided not to be a Nazir anymore. Ki hu ata Nazir b'kedusha so ve'avodes Hashem. Right now he's on a certain level. V'roi hayalo sheyazir la'olam. It's appropriate, it would be appropriate to stay a Nazir. V'yamod kol yom of Nazir. V'kadosh le'lokav. He's kadosh. K'inin shenemar v'akimi b'neichem le'neviyim u'mibachurechem le'nazirin. Right, he quotes a pasuk from Amos. V'hishva oso akasa le'navi. In this pasuk, he compares. I'm going to make from your sons Nevi'im and from your Bachu Rechem Nazirim. So you see, that's Navi and a Nazir are compared. Udechsiv kol yamei Nizra kadoshu l'Hashem. V'nei hutzara kapara b'shuvo lehitamei b'tavas ha'olam. The fact that he has now decided to not be a Nazir anymore, that itself is a sin. You look in the Rabbi Shavel on the bottom. Lo matzinu b'chol ha'Torah kula karban ki'im alavon shekadam l'sha'avar. V'zeh shekadam v'zacha lasos ha'mitzvah. V'haya kol yimei niziruso kadosh u'parush mitavas ha'olam. V'yata now b'yom alos yimei nizro t'chayvenu tar lavi karban. Hine zeh inyan nifla u'mechudash. What is the Torah doing here? There's no sin. V'chein amru chazal chidushu shechidsha Torah b'nazir. That's what he's quoting from Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai and Rabbeinu Bachai adds on to the Ramban. V'yim kol atam azeh lo yotza karbono shel nazir min achidush. Even with the Ramban's explanation, it's a little huge chiddush. Ki heichan matzino karban alo asid. Ki achidush einenu mizba'er ki im al derech ha-kabbalah. So the Ramban says, even though Ramban is awesome and amazing, this is a chiddush gadol to say that a nazir is ala asid. Okay, so that's the Chalas Toda and the Rekike Nazir. So we continue in the Gemara. Tahada Isa, well, there was a certain woman, Sheila Rabbi Mana, a certain woman asked Rabbi Mana, begin to Ana. This woman had a dough and she was making sufganin. She was making this type of dough that was going to be putter from challah. So, but she says, begin to Ana by Elamevit Atzvasi Atri. I'm going to try to make this mixture, which is deep fried. Right, atzvasi atri is deep fried and is going to be putter from challah. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it means sufkinin. Right, sufkinin isa shebelilasa ava adaita lasos on sufkinin. So it's belilasa ava. Right, this gets into the Rabbeinu Tam issue. Belilasa ava, but I'm going to make a sufkinin. Mao de yin savana that they determine a challah. What's the case? What if I take a little bit? What do you mean a little bit? Explains the Ma'ara Folda. Go with his pshat. I want to take a little bit and bake it normally. Meaning the dough itself is big enough to be chayv and challah. But 90% of the dough I'm making into sufkinin, which is putter. But I'm going to take a little bit and make it into regular baked bread. That would be chayv and challah, but just not enough. Not enough for the shear. So that's his question to Rabbi Mana. Ma'o di yin savana v'tei patur min challah. Is she going to be, if she says, am I going to be putter from challah in this case? Because there's only a little bit. That was the question asked to Rabbi Mana. Amar lo, Rabbi Mana says, lama lo? Meaning what? Marafolda. Pshita shi pata michalav. It's pater. It's a small shear. It's not enough for challah. The rest of it is not counted because it's all going to be used for a sufkinin. Asa shalavoy. But let me go ask, he goes to ask his father. Right, Rabbi Mana's father was Rabbi Yonah. Comes up often here in Yerushalmi. Amar lo yasser. Rabbi Yonah says, technically you're right. But there's going to be an iser, meaning a chiyav derabanan. A chiyav derabanan take of challah in this case, shema timalech la'asosa isa. Because this woman now says she's going to only take a little bit. But what if she all of a sudden she decides, oh, you know what, I have to bake for so-and-so, and my kids like this, so then she changes her mind. So therefore, the Rabbi Yonah says that even though technically, yeah, it's not a chiyav, but midrabanan, we're going to be mechayev in cases where their mind might be changed, right? Maybe she won't, doesn't, the Gemara here doesn't talk about a bracha. Maybe she wouldn't make a bracha at this stage, because it's only mishum gzera, but there is a chiyav. There is a chiyav, right? Some achronim talk about maybe the cases where she only originally had plans to make it all into a regular isa, a regular dough, and then she decided to make it into sufganin, so now we're worried that she might change her mind back, right? But a regular case where she's planning sufganin, most maybe not, or others say no, even if not that, even if she was always planning to make it sufganin and just a little bit into a regular isa, maybe that would also be chayav. But it's chayav derabanan. We'll get back to that. V'chein ha-nuv ka'os, chayavos. The Mishnah next line said, also kunuv ka'os or chayav. What's kunuv ka'os? We said that is the case where you're going to take, you make it into bread and then you crush it back up into flour. So says the, skip one line, it's going to be out of place. Rabbi Hananya ben Agul b'shem Chizkia Amar, buklata. Right, it's buklata. So what is buklata? Shelo, and now we put in the line, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, that line goes here. Shelo tomar, however, hu asid lachzira lasulta te patur minachala. So you don't say that, well, because you're baking this bread, but you're going to make it back into flour, you're going to bake it, you're going to crush it and pulverize it again, you might think you're patur minachala, because you're going to make it like back into a dough. You don't say that. You don't say that. It's already a dough, and therefore it is chayv. If you look in the Torah quotes this, but it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and explained by the Taz. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samaches, that's simon about a lot of Betiyas Apas, about Chavitza. Chavitza, the Shulchan Aruch says, this is Meseches Brachas, Meseches Chala, Tahayna Pirurei Lechem, Shenidbakim Yacharei De Marak. If you have Chavitza, you have a bunch of little pieces of bread that were stuck together with soup. Imnis Bashel, right? If all the different rules. If they're cooked together, im yesh bam kizayis avali shein bo tor lechem avarech hamotzi berachas amazon. If you have a kizayis size, you bench, wash and bench. Vim ein bam kizayis avali sheniral bam tor lechem einim avarech alabrim neim ezonos, because it's nisbashel, then you're not going to make a, you're not going to wash on it. Vim einim avushel al shum mechubar al yedei dvasho marak. If you have pieces of bread that are broken up, but they're not cooked, they're just connected by honey. Im yesh prusas kizayis, if there's a kizayis, mevarech alav hamotzi, afidu ein lo tor lechem. If there is a Torah lechem, then you would make hamotzi, and if not, then you would make bezonos. At the end of that simen, v'im eino lo mevushal v'lo mechubar. If you have crushed up bread, but it is not cooked, which is not connected. Ela mefurar, dak dak. Let's say you have bread that was crushed into flour. Afal pi shein bo kezayis. V'lo Torah lechem. It was not processed at all. You just took bread and crushed it up. Even though there's no kezayis or Torah lechem, mevarech alav hamotzi u'berchaz hamazon. Right? If somebody has crushed bread, there's some like crumbs on the table. Right, so that doesn't remove its shem lechem. Hamotzi and brachas amazon says the Taz. Dekivan shu pas bifnei atzmo eno yotzi la'olam mitaras pas. That's the tour, right? Eve, since once was bread and you didn't do anything to it, you didn't connect it, you didn't add in any other ingredients. So that's going to be chayev and chala, right? That's the what the Gemara says here. Don't say it because you're going to put it back into soles. It's going to be pater from chala. No, nothing changed. Amar Rebbe Babar Zavda Isas Mavrin Chayevis Bachala, a dough of Mavrin. What's Mavrin? Sounds like Sudas Havra'a. Sudas Havra'a. Let's go with the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explanation. Isas Mavrin is like this Kenuf Kos. What is it? Darkan Haya Besudas Havra'a. It was their minhag. This was their custom. La'avel. Shayu Osim Isa. They used to make a dough. V'chosin v'osin osakemach. And they used to make it, crush it again into flour. Kinuf Kos, like Kinuf Kos, what is that a remez for? Remez l'tchias hamesim. Shu asin lachzar l'tchia kebatchila. Right, what happens? It's like tchias hamesim. That there's alive, and then dead, and then alive. This is flour, and then baked into bread, and then flour. That's a remez. It's like a nechama that we give to the avel. See, he says mavrin, same thing. Chayev es bachala. Shalo tomar hovu asin lachzir l'solta tepter manachala. So that's exactly the same idea. Don't think that because it's going back into Chalak and Tchias HaMesim, we do a number of things to remind us about Tchias HaMesim. Remember that Malava Malka, according to some, is like a Tchias HaMesim type of meal. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Shin, that's one si'if about eating Malava Malka. La'olam yisader adam shulchano b'motzi Shabbos, k'dei l'lavo, says a Shabbos, afilu eino tzorach elo kezayis. To set your table on Motzi Shabbos, Milava the Malka, only a little bit, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes what you have to eat, and even if you're not hungry, you should make sure to eat it. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'yomra Kadmonim, De Aver Echad Yesh Ba'adam, V'niskoi Shemo. There's a little aver, a little limb, V'zeha Aver Nishar Kayam Bekever. There's that little limb in the body, Niskoi, or others have a different name to it, that stays. It doesn't disintegrate. Ad eis atchia, until the time of tchias hamesim. V'yafilu achar shenirkuvu bo kol ha'atzamos. Even after all the other bones and limbs disintegrate, this little aver stays. V'zeha aver einonena misha machila. And that aver is only nourished by Malava Malka. Ki emisudas Malava Malka. And that's why it's unique. And it's spoken about by the post. Interesting, they say that maybe it's only nourished by Malava Malka, and therefore it was not nourished by the chait of Adam and Chava who ate on Friday. So maybe that's why it's zocha to be the one that's going to have tchias hamesim. Again, that's a lot of interesting comment of the Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada notes that the Gemara Maseches Shabbos on Daf Peches talks about how we went through tchias hamesim once, twice by Har Sinai. Barasinai, we went, the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to us, and then we lost it, and we had to have the dew. Right? Shemi Dibur Rishon Yatsasan Nishmasan. Dibur Sheni Hech Kiblu. Ho Rital Sha'asid Lahachios Bo Mesim. Hashem sent the dew, that's going to bring Tchias HaMesim. Vehechya Osam. And he was Machaya them. So the Ben Yoyada wonders, that we needed that dafka at Har Sinai? He says, yeah, because Amar at Har Sinai, Hashem wanted to prove to us and let us know about Olam Haba, about the next worlds. So dafka, we experienced it. We experienced Tchias HaMesim, Bishas, Har Sinai, and in that way we're able to absorb that message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment. A little bit more. Rav Amar... Isas kutach chayevs bechala. If you have a dough of kutach we know from Maseches Pesachim, it's mixed in with milk and some other items, but it's baked in the sun. Baked in the sun, regular kutach baked in the sun is pata from chala. But what if you want to take a little bit and bake it like the original question that we asked at the bottom of Amud Aleph. We want to bake some of it normally. So that's how the again the Mepharshim explained, like the similar earlier question. Chayves b'chala, why Amar Bibun Shematim Alcha Sosa Charar Libna. Like we said, maybe you're going to change your mind and bake some in the normal way for your son, and therefore it's Chayev Midrabanan. Amar Bimana Tzrichan Anam Achrizin. We have to announce. Be'elin to Avdin Avitzin, those that do Avitza, which is like Chavitza, this type of mixture, to ye an Avdin Lopachas Mikashir. They should only make less than the shear. The less than the shear. Why? De'in and sovereign, she betura vichayavis. They think it's putter, but really there's a chiyav drabanan. They think they're doing it, only taking a little bit off, and therefore there's not enough of a shear. But really it's chayav mi drabanan. As we just said, there's no problem here. We mentioned that of harama, of getting out of the chiyav of challah, because the whole chiyav here is if you just do it less, very little, then for sure it's not a problem. You're not taking off a little bit from a larger dough, but it's not a big dough in the first place, and therefore for sure there's not a problem. Okay, so this is the Gemara. We'll have to get to next time. We'll start with me'i. Isa and Chalita, the different types of scalding and the flours and the doughs, which one is chayv, which one is putter, and we'll see. Really, there is no difference, but there's two tanoim that have different versions, as we will see at the beginning of the next year. Okay, we'll stop here.